housing about 102,000 inmates, Florida's prison system is the third largest in the U.S. According to state economists, that number is projected to increase in the next few years. A contributing factor is the number of released inmates going back to prison. And recently, some, including Florida lawmakers, heard from their counterparts in Georgia about efforts there to reduce recidivism.
In Georgia, we have about 55,000 inmates in our Department of Corrections, about 10 million people in Georgia. So our population and our prison population are exactly half of yours down here in Florida. However, we have the exact same number of people on probation as you do.
Thomas Worthy is the co-chair of the Georgia Council on Criminal Justice Reforms, a panel made up of criminal justice experts who sent recommendations to Georgia lawmakers and Governor Nathan Deal about what to do about Georgia's rising prison population. Worthy made his comments at a recent forum held by the James Madison Institute. Others on the panel included former Georgia Representative Jay Neal, who recently stepped down to lead the state's reentry program at the Georgia Department of Corrections. But during his time in the Georgia Assembly, he led the state's recent criminal justice reform effort.
For example, prior to House Bill 1176, it didn't matter if you were stealing a lawnmower out of a yard or breaking into to a shed or coming into a residence. We had one sentence in range for burglary. So we broke that down into degrees. That should be an easy answer to know that there's a real difference in breaking into a shed behind a house and breaking into a dwelling.
Another panelist and other co-chair of Georgia Criminal Task Force, Appellate Court Judge Michael Boggs, says the focus recently has been criminal justice and juvenile justice reforms. He says what Georgia is working on now is the last part of what he calls a three-legged stool, reentry back into society.
Because most judges will tell you, you send somebody to a rehabilitation facility run by the Department of Corrections or anyone else, and they get out, and the failure is always the follow-up, the after-treatment, the aftercare piece of the puzzle is where the ball gets dropped. And so we need a better continuum of services there, and that's what we hope the reentry piece will provide.
Florida Department of Juvenile Justice Secretary Wansley Walters may already be working on something like that, particularly for juveniles. Speaking before a recent House Criminal Justice Subcommittee, she outlined a new juvenile justice reform proposal that includes starting community reentry teams tailored to minors.
Much of what constitutes our reentry is no longer just one probation officer that checks in after the child comes home, but literally an entire team, very inclusive of the family, very individually tailored, that starts before a child goes into residential and continues outside.
She's also been a supporter of giving juveniles civil citations instead of arresting them. That's part of an initiative to cut down on the so-called school-to-prison pipeline. But Florida State University criminology professor Dan Mayer says he's not sure the reforms are accomplishing that.
You know, piecemeal legislation where you say do something about the school to justice system pipeline, it sounds good, and it may even do some good in some small way in some areas, but overall it's like a magician with that trick where no one sees what they're doing with the left hand because they're, you know, swirling about in the air with their right hand. You miss it that without systemic reform, you just end up with a lot of inefficiency and a lot of ineffectiveness.
Mayors agrees Florida would do well to look at other states' prison reforms, but he urges caution because what may work for one state may not work for another. Georgia, the fifth largest prison system in the country, has already enacted a series of reforms, including addressing mandatory minimum sentencing. That's something Florida has been trying to address on the adult and juvenile level as well. Already a bill is moving through the legislature aimed at addressing what some say are the unintended consequences of Florida's 10-20 life law. And the head of the Florida Senate's budget panel for criminal justice issues, Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley, has filed a bill to change Florida's sentencing laws for juveniles convicted of non-homicide crimes. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.